FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Well, good morning to you. Welcome into the Action Line from WGNS. Today we're focusing on the city of Murfreesboro. And this is one of those shows, if you have a question, if you have a comment, call us. 893-1450. If you see something that you feel needs corrected, maybe a pothole or something of that sort, give us a call. You are our eyes, and we love to hear from you. Our vice mayor is with us this morning, pen in hand to take notes from you, Ron Washington. Hey, Ron, how are you?
How you doing, young man?
Good to see. Oh man, that's a way to start.
Yeah,
I'm going to vote for you.
Appreciate it. Need all the help I can get, brother.
Welcome in, and you brought a friend with you too.
Yes, I did. I have Shannon Logan with the Service Excellence Coordinator with the. With City of Murfreesboro, and we have an exciting new program that we're trying to get launched. It's called the Citizens Government Academy, and she's been the one that's put this thing together with a few other folks at the administration. I appreciate her coming, and I appreciate them agreeing to pursue this process.
Looking forward to learning more about that. First of all, Shannon, tell us, what is a Services Excellence Coordinator?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Good morning. Really, what that is that I'm here to assist and help in any way I can with the citizens for Murfreesboro. I focus on customer service and trying to find ways to assist citizens through processes through the city, or to be there to answer questions, or to try to help them navigate through the many layers of city government sometimes. So that's exactly what I'm here for, and that's what a Service Excellence Coordinator does.
So when we hear people like our vice mayor, the mayor, or the city manager on the radio talking about how they're really interested in customer-friendly service, you're the one who heads that up and makes sure it's happening.
Yes, sir, that's correct. We last year began a customer service training program for all of our employees that they've all been through, and we'll continue that this year, where they'll be receiving annualized training on different customer service topics, and just trying to find ways that we can make sure that we're being very customer-friendly city and engaging with our community.
And Vice Mayor Washington, I know you're really excited about the Citizens Academy that is coming together. Tell us about that, if you would.
Well, you know, I've been thinking for years, and not just myself, the mayor also had it in his head, and we've been thinking about how we need to outreach to the public and try to give the public the opportunity to learn how their city government works and operate, so they can get a better feel, and hopefully not only educating the public, but hopefully we'll have some future candidates that may want to be politically active to run for city council and serve the public. They need to understand the total ramifications of doing that. It's not just showing up every Thursday night and saying aye. You know, it's a lot more to it. There's a lot of levels of the process with the planning department. Shannon used to be in the planning department. She knows what I'm talking about. There's a lot to the process that the public really probably doesn't understand. And this academy hopefully will give them an insight into how that process works. And Shannon, you had something to do with a one-stop something. Talk about that one right quick.
Yes, sir. We are. I currently serve as our one-stop shop coordinator, and also we have a lot of things in the city where processes are being reviewed, and I really have to give credit to building and codes and planning for reviewing things, that trying to find ways that we can make things easier in terms of just their interactions with the city. And anytime there's a project, whether it's a mom and pop or a large project, and someone needs assistance, then that's the role that I'm there to fulfill. So that if they get caught up, or they don't know who to contact, or they're not really sure what they're supposed to do, then I'm there to help them, guide them through that. Just trying to find avenues and ways that we can reach out and be more one-on-one with with our entire community.
Now, this is really exciting to hear this happening in Murfreesboro. I mean, you know it needs to be this way in the business world, but so many governments don't have this attitude. Mm-hmm. And at Murfreesboro, is this one of the first cities in the nation to try this?
Oh, no, mm-hmm. no, because I think the assistant manager, he assisted Shannon some, and I know Rob did in putting this together, and they sent me some information from Plano, Texas, and a few other places. So in the city of Franklin, I think, mm-hmm. has started up a similar process. So it's not a new thing. It's new to Rutherford County and Murfreesboro, and we may take a different angle, but our sole purpose is to be transparent as we can be, and be member-friendly, resident-friendly, and I'd like for Shannon to talk about when it's going to start, when the applications, you know, what the process will be, because she's the one that's doing this, not me.
Yeah, tell us about how do we sign up to be in this academy, Citizens Academy.
Well, thank you very much. The applications are actually being posted on the website today, and we'll start accepting applications on Monday, December the 17th. That's this coming Monday at 8 a.m. You can submit it to us either electronically at my email address of slogan, as in slogan, at murfreesboro.tn, and that's letter T, letter N, .gov. Or you can bring it to our offices over at City Hall at 111 West Vine Street. I'm in room 282. That you can do it there as well. Or you can also mail it to us, but we'll be accepting the application starting this coming Monday. If anybody would like to receive an application, I'll be glad to email it to them. They can either contact me through my email address, again, at slogan@murfreesboro.tn.gov, or they can contact me in my office at 615-849-2629, and I'll be glad to email it to them, but it will also be available on our website.
Does it cost anything to go through the program?
Yes, sir. There is a $25 fee.
Okay.
But that covers all of their materials and everything that it takes for us to put the program on. It's an 8-week program. It'll be held on Monday evening starting January the 14th. We will graduate in March 18th of 2013. And this will be our inaugural class. We hope to have two sessions a year. It's an 8-week class where we will miss for President's Day and Martin Luther King Jr. holidays. But other than that, it's going to be a fun and exciting program. We really hope that people are excited about it. We want to make it fun, but really also we want it to be interactive. We want to make sure that they have a voice into their local government, that this is an opportunity for them to meet with city council members, city leaders, and city departments, and just learn about all the different facets of city government.
Sounds like a winner to me. Let's go to the phones. 893-1450 is our phone number. You're on WGNS with Vice Mayor Ron Washington and Service Excellence Coordinator Shannon Logan. How are you today? Hello there. Hi. Did you have a comment?
Hello.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi.
Did you have a comment you wanted to share?
Oh, I wanted to put some Swap and Shop on, but I guess, am I late?
No, I think you're about 10 minutes late.
Oh. Well, I've called for the last 20 minutes.
Yeah, well, the show ended.
Can you put it down for tomorrow?
No, it ended at 10 after 8. Thank you for calling. You have a good day, and just keep trying, and maybe you'll get through tomorrow. That's why you got through this time. There was nobody trying to get through. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
Doing good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, just got a question. I guess curious about something. When it's the ball teams come through and the buses and stuff, you have all the police cars in front of them and behind them and stuff. Who pays for that escort service being done?
This is Vice Mayor Ron. I would have to check with Glenn Chrisman. He's the police chief. You can contact him at the police department and ask him. I just don't know. I don't want to say taxpayers because there may be a fee, and I'm just not aware of it.
I tell you, keep listening, because Chief Chrisman or one of the head chiefs over there may be listening and call us with that answer. Thank you for calling. 893-1450, if one of the assistant chiefs is listening, or if Chief Chrisman's listening, call us and let us know on that. Is there a fee that's charged to the visiting school? 893-1450 is our phone number. If you have a question or a comment, this is your opportunity, even if it's something that's concerning you in your own neighborhood. Vice Mayor Ron Washington is with us, and he's here to sort of, do some corrections on things and listening to you. 893-1450, if you have any questions dealing with the new Citizens Academy starting the first Monday in January?
January 14th.
January 14th, okay. And that sounds like a great course. You're trying to not only show people how city government works, but get them knowledgeable so they will say, I want to do that.
Yes, sir. That's exactly right. This is an opportunity for us to engage with our citizens one-on-one and to hear their feedback, to hear all of the comments that they have, to try to incorporate that. I mean, this is their chance to really be involved with their city government. And hopefully some people will say, yeah, I would really like to do that. That might be something, that might be my area where I kind of would like to sit. I might like to sit on the Parks and Recreation Board, or I might be interested in the Cable Commission, or I might be interested in the Board of Zoning Appeals, because there's so many different facets and everybody kind of has their specific interest and what I would consider their niche. And this is an opportunity for them to learn about all those different avenues so that if they choose to want to be involved in the future, they'll kind of say, yeah, I think that would be a good fit for me.
Mm-hmm. Very good. Now, Vice Mayor Washington, you have been getting input from the public on what they like and don't like for many, many years now. And I know that one thing that is very much on your mind right now, because we've gotten some emails from you that you forwarded from other folks, and that's how do we properly use the green space or the land, whatever you'd like to call it, that used to be the old Rutherford Hospital. Mm-hmm. And you've gotten a lot of suggestions from the public, and this is what's neat about the position that you're in.
Right.
You're getting input from virtually every mind imaginable, and everybody has their own thoughts on how it could best be used. What are some of the things people are telling you?
Well, I got a really interesting one just over the weekend. I think I forwarded it to you. That kind of tweaked my interest. A gentleman was talking about the library, and I'm going to start some research into that about how they have space issues. And when I was on the library board, it'd been 5, 6, 7 years ago, they had the same issue at that time. They did a study, and we went through all of that. And that interested me, but on the other hand, it gave me an opportunity to educate that gentleman as to how the process worked as far as all of the other projects that were already, on the books through our CIP plans and all that kind of good stuff. Many people don't understand. I was on the Planning Commission from 1993 to 2002. Some of the same road projects we're discussing today that have not happened were really being planned way back then. That was almost 20 years ago before I even got there. We talk about the bridge over Memorial. That project was being discussed then. Things just don't happen overnight, you know. And he had a good idea, but when you're competing with all other issues and needs, you have to prioritize what you can do. Because some things you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You need to give employees, provide them good wages and benefits and those kind of things. And those are recurring expenses. You're a businessman, you know what I'm talking about. And recurring expenses, they'll be there forever. And where some projects pay themselves off over time and you're through. So I know I have a preference as to what I would like to see at that particular area, but really in speaking with Mr. Gordon Ferguson with the hospital, he assures me that whatever happens will be in the best interest of the community, and I trust him.
And that's, do you think that's going to happen in this coming year? Do you think we'll see what the use of that land will be?
I have no idea. I do anticipate. I'm not a good prognosticator of the economy or anything, but usually after an election, and you can see the economy kind of coming back. I see more projects on the Planning Commission. I mean, I saw the first development, the plat and plans come before the council. I hadn't seen one of those new lots and things probably in a couple of years. And then when I do deal some dealings with the county planning department, because I work with the Milton City Electric, and looking at those planning commission agendas, they are starting to see some extensions of existing developments, new sections for approval. So I look for 2013 to be better than 2012, and 2014 be better than 2013. So I hope that happens, and we get this thing rolling.
We'll continue to go in the right direction.
Exactly.
That's the important thing.
Exactly. Exactly. And with the Citizens Government Academy, Shannon didn't mention, well, she probably would, that we'll be providing a light meal, because the 5:30 start is an early start. And then there's a commitment to that class, too, because you're only allowed, really, I don't know how she's going to coordinate this, one absence. So when you're filling
out... That's where the police come in.
No, I'm kidding. You threw me a curve at. No, that one absence. And so when you're making the commitment to the classes, you're allowed one. I don't know what happens after the second one, but we'll have some options where you can probably get to.
People don't want to ask that question.
Well, we're still working on that one, but we need to make the commitment because leadership, relative leadership, Middle Tennessee, they have the same thing. You know, they allow only so many absences in their 9-month program, and after that, I don't know what. I guess they kick you out. I don't know what they do, but we won't be kicking anybody out. So.
But it's just one of those things. You each week you just go to the class, take each week at a time, and before you know it, it's over and you are ahead of the game.
Yeah, but folks, they have busy schedules, things come up, so we'll take all that into account. But I'm looking forward to getting the first sessions over, so we might tweak some things for the next one. You always have to do some improvement, leave some stuff out, put some stuff in. But I'm looking forward to the feedback from the citizens that participate. I told Shannon I told her my thoughts, but it's her program and I let her roll with it. But I want to see what I can get out of from the citizens. Some things that may help us on the council say, hey, we need to look doing it this way. Doing something a little different. So I'm open for that.
And if you have any questions dealing with the Citizens Academy, call us right now at 893-1450, 893-1450. Call us if you have a question dealing with the Citizens Academy or if you have a question dealing with some other aspect of city government, 893-1450. You mentioned just a moment ago about the bridge that goes over Broad, connecting Memorial to the Old Fort Parkway. As you say, that's been in the news, discussed, for about 20 years. What a lot of people don't realize, and a lot of people are looking at this and saying, maybe we can stop it from happening. Mm-hmm. You've had 20 years to stop it. Mm-hmm. About 5 or 10 years ago, pretty good while back, the state came through and purchased the right of ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, they've paid the people for the land. Mm-hmm. I think you're too late in the game, aren't they?
Probably so. It's a state project.
They own the land now.
They've already invested dollars. They've delayed the project somewhat over the last 20 years, and we did not want to even look at the project until we had some additional exits. Well, we have the additional exits. The state's decided it's time to roll. The projected growth of Murfreesboro for the next 10, 15, 20 years, if not now, when? Something has to happen, and it's unfortunate for the businesses that are probably going to be impacted. But like you said, a lot of them that's been here a long time have known this has been coming for a long time.
And they've gotten paid for their land.
Some of them have. Yeah, they have. The state's marched right along with their process, and it's here. And there's really not much we can do about it.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Vice Mayor Ron Washington and Service Excellence Coordinator Shannon Logan. How are you today?
Fine on this nippy morning.
It is nippy. 30 degrees.
I'd like to, if it's permissible with the discussion, to ask and make some comments about the potential fourth Walmart on Memorial.
Mm. Sure. Go ahead.
Okay. One of the things I noticed when I looked at the website and some of the comments was that the airport authority has some concerns now about the runway lights being inadequate for the night flights coming in because of Walmart's lighting. the city was so concerned about making this airport look better, as well as a longer runway for safety, and about how this was sort of a gateway with corporations wanting to come into town so they would have ease of checking on their businesses. It just seems strange that Walmart would be something you would want to put by the gateway entrance to the area by air. For Walmarts, it's sad to say that Murfreesboro has become a Walmart town, and many of us are totally, totally puzzled. Other than to put other businesses out of business, why? This town needs four. Put 200 or 400, what is it, in 21 apartments by Irma Siegel. Then put a fourth Walmart on Memorial. We have four schools on Dejarnet. Where are they all going to move? Well, is all this traffic going to flow together, let alone have a Walmart by the airport, which again wants to be more dressed up, more with the ambiance of the city?
Let's find out. Let's let our vice mayor answer
okay,
some of those questions.
Okay, and thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Yes, I appreciate the phone call, and I would advise the lady to contact Joseph Adelot at 893-6441, because there was a lot of things she had in that question. I'm not aware of the issue with the lights and the airport. I do know that the Airport Authority has been meeting with Joseph Adelot. I talked to him the other day after the neighborhood meeting about the impact that Walmart will have to the airport. So I'm not really familiar with how those conversations are going. So I would say call him and ask him, or you talk to Chad Gerke at the airport to see what the feeling is from the airport commission. As far as traffic is concerned, anybody knows growth and development, it's an inconvenience. I would, from my own humble thinking, it'll take you a little longer to get into town, to be honest with you, because I foresee more traffic lights. I'd ask Joseph to do a really good study on the traffic flow and traffic study and where traffic lights may need to go. I'm not a traffic engineer. I would love to see one at the entrance to Brent Mead. That traffic's going to get chopped up. It's going to take you a little longer to get into town to control and control the traffic. I can foresee that. Walmart has, since that's a state road, Walmart has to get all of their ingress and egress positions on the plan, has to get state approval. I would like to see the state, if there are traffic lights to be required for those. I don't know, there's one already at Airport Road, but they have another entrance on Memorial. I would like to see Walmart fund those lights, and the state or taxpayers here not absorb that cost. And some other things I've asked Joseph to look at, because the land is already zoned appropriately. There's no public hearing. That's just it. It's its own commercial highway. They meet all the standards for commercial highway. And in a growing town like we have, you know how these businesses, they've done an extensive market survey, and for whatever reason, they feel like it's a good business move to put those Walmarts where they're putting them, the one on 231 South, which will really serve a lot of folks on the south end of town that go to Walmart. I don't go to Walmart, but I'll be honest with you, I live on the north side of town, and if I did go, I'd go right over there on Memorial Boulevard. So it's all the inconvenience of growth and where we are. We've had a tremendous number of people that have moved here over the last 20 years since I worked with the power company. I know, and being on the city council and living in Murfreesboro and being here for 54 years, I've seen it. Wonderful place to be. Growth is an inconvenience for some, but it's opportunities for others. So, that's it is what it is.
Let's take another call. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. I'm fine. I would like Ms. Logan's email address, please, slowly.
Okay.
That I may get an application.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It is S L O G A N, like slogan, at Murfreesboro, M U R F R eesboroten.gov.
Okay, and so
thank you very much. And that's, again, slogan@murfreesborotn.gov.
And if you know the first name and last name of the city official, that's the way all the email addresses are. Like, hers is slogan.
As yours, at R. Washington.
Yeah, at murfreesborotennessee.gov.
Mm-hmm.
You can do that for, or you can try that for all of the city officials.
And if it doesn't work, it'll come back to you.
It
You'll
will.
Know it didn't go through.
That's right. That's right.
893-1450 is our number. If you have a question or a comment this morning, 893-1450. We're going to pause and check on the traffic and weather. We will be right back. Stay with us.
I happened to glance up, and the clear sky was gone.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
All I could see was something round and black.
On WGNS, AM, FM, online.
It's the year-end celebration at Ford of Murfreesboro on Broad at Northfield. Celebrate with a 2013 Ford Fiesta, a 2013 Ford Focus with 0% financing, a 2013 Ford Fusion, a Ford Escape, or the best-selling truck, the Ford F-150. Ford is America's best-selling brand, and now it's time to celebrate with a great deal at Ford of Murfreesboro. Visit them online at fordofmurfreesboro.com. Again, that's fordofmurfreesboro.com at the intersection of Broad and Northfield.
For over 130 years, dreams have come true at Bell Jewelers. Come by and let Lisa, Greg, or anyone at Bell Jewelers show you the Belle Etoile Fun Fashion Color Line. You get a free Belle Etoile necklace with the purchase of $300 or more now through the end of the year. That's at Bell Jewelers. They really do make dreams come true. 821 Northwest Broad, across from Toots. Bell Jewelers.
Get more for your money when you play it again. Play it again, sports!
Your fitness headquarters on North Thompson Lane.
WGNS Time Saver Traffic.
Good morning. No accidents or incidents to report at this time in Murfreesboro. We've got congestion still, though. Old Ford Parkway at Chapman Place, Old Ford Parkway at Kaysen Lane, Broad at Church, Broad at Memorial, I-24 at 96, I-24 at 231. As you make your way from Rutherford County into Davidson County, I-24 around the Waldron Road exit, we've got an accident there causing some major congestion. Free at Last Bonding is a proud member of the Tennessee Association of Professional Bail Agents. Call 242-FREE, that's 242-3733, or go online to freeatlastbonding.com. I'm Randy Ryan with traffic on WGNS.
Thank you, Randy. What about that Murfreesboro weather, brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
Mainly sunny skies expected in our forecast for the rest of the day today, with highs in the upper 40s, and we'll see clear conditions tonight with a low near 26 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam the Nicey. Right now it's 30 degrees.
This weather on WGNS brought to you by First National Bank of Murfreesboro.
This is Freedom Morgan at First National Bank of Murfreesboro. We offer checking that comes with a free check card, free mobile and internet banking, as well as free bill payer service. First National Bank of Murfreesboro, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
He's Rutherford County's consumer warrior.
This is the real deal.
Clark Howard, weekdays noon to 2 on WGNS, AM, FM, online.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Welcome back. Our number is 893-1450. If you have any questions or comments dealing with the city of Murfreesboro, 893-1450. And we're talking this morning about new things happening in Murfreesboro. Citizens Academy starting January the 14th. And that's what Shannon Logan is here to tell us about today. Starting January the 14th and continuing all the way to March the 18th, so make it a point to sign up for that, and you can use her email address to get that, or I guess call you too. Is that right? Can you call?
Yes, sir, absolutely. You're more than welcome to give me a call at 849-2629 and let me know. I will be glad to email you and or send you a copy of the application, and look forward to hopefully a lot of good interest from our citizens in this new program.
Let's go to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning.
How are you doing, everybody?
Doing great, thank you.
Oh, I was just wondering on the, bring this up again about these red light cameras here.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of towns just put these up and took them down because they said they wasn't right to do that. And I was just wondering if why Murfreesboro keeps continuing to have these cameras here, and a lot of towns is taking them down. And if they're so determined, why can't they have, when they have a election, why can't they have a vote and see if the people of Murfreesboro wants to have these cameras or not? They won't, and let the people of Murfreesboro make that decision if they won't take them down. And so I'm going to hang up and listen to the answer on that. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for calling. What about that on the red lights?
The only thing I can say is I know the police department is constantly evaluating the red light cameras, and there is a lot of towns that they're not that popular now. The towns and cities, there's more towns and cities that have them than have taken them down. He's correct that some cities and towns, I keep up with them on the internet sometimes, and have a, for whatever reason, they decided to take them down, and not because they're ineffective, but there are other types of reasons. I'm not a believer in running government by referendum unless it's a specific situation. I would love to see something happen like that when it comes to districts, but we were elected to make these decisions, and that's our role, and that's unfortunately sometimes we influence some things that are unpleasant.
Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Bart. I'm just fine. I just want to say that as far as this situation about the red light cameras,
mm-hmm.
and we're citizens, my husband and I, we are 1,000% for it, because every time we go out, nearly every time we see people running red lights, and I can't imagine why anyone would be against those, because they're for our safety. So I say, please keep the red lights cameras.
Well, I appreciate that particular comment, because I can tell you, I know the intersections where they are, and you, when you know, you pay real close attention about trying to run through that light. And it is a safety factor. The T-bone crashes, there's statistics that'll show you that those have gone down in those intersections since the cameras went in. Being in enforcers and government, we make rules and regulations and things that are not always pleasant, but they're for the public good. So as long as they're for the public good, I can sleep real well and say, okay, you know, this is a good thing. And if it doesn't provide the statistics and do what we wanted it to do, or make the impact, then you turn around and do something different. But so far, the police department and statistics and evaluations they've given to us show that they're doing an effective job.
Thank you for calling, too. Good morning. You're on WGNS. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you. I say amen to keeping the red lights. I don't know why people are so upset about it. They know where they are. They know that they're violating of the law. And it's, to me, that's much better and fairer than having two police cars, one place on the road and mm-hmm. radioing another one down the road. That could be considered a trap. The main thing I'm calling about is the issue with safety on Medical Center Parkway. You go over the railroad track, and you've got that nice center turning lane, and then suddenly you go up this little incline, and you run into a forest. Where do you go when there's an emergency vehicle, and that area is developing so that there's going to be a higher volume of ambulances and that sort of thing? That, and it's grown up so that you can't even see to turn left when you're going out the other way. To me, this is a critical safety problem. I'm for cosmetics, but let's put our priorities straight. Thank you.
Appreciate the comments. I'll pass that along to Rob and Cynthia, and see what we look into that. She makes a good point about the lack of a shoulder where cars could get over in case of medical vehicles coming through there. I had that very same concern when that road was developed. But so far as I know, and I don't know everything, but so far there hasn't been an issue with that.
I don't know about that.
Okay.
I mean, I personally have been driven mm-hmm. down that road, mm-hmm. and as you round that corner that mm-hmm. she talks about, mm-hmm. I've seen police cars with a person pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
And you round that corner, and there's a police car stopped mm-hmm. in front of you with mm-hmm. the blue lights on.
Mm-hmm.
You have to hope you can change lanes or stop real quick
mm-hmm.
before you hit it. Because there's no place to go. There's no place for them to go.
That makes sense.
No place for any. There's two lanes, period.
That makes sense. I haven't seen it.
I've seen it twice.
Okay. But it can happen. It can happen. Yeah. You know, because, like I said, there was one
and
of my...
And then the other night, somebody was killed. And they were drinking. They were caught driving on a revoked license. But they did not make the curve right there by the Chamber of Commerce and ended up in the side of a car who was getting gas.
And I'll admit, that's not one of my favorite roads, but when I go to work, I actually go up Old Ford Parkway. You know, I go down to the road and turn. I don't take medicals in the parkway.
That's an interesting statement you just made, because
<I know. laughs>
those roads were made to take the traffic off of the Old Ford Parkway. And and obviously they are not, because that hasn't happened.
We've got a few roads that, since I've been on the council, that I'm not really tickled with, but and that happens to be one of them.
Good morning. You're on WGNS with Vice Mayor Ron Washington. How are you today?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
Doing great, thank you.
I have two concerns. The first one is the property that I guess you would say was at the back of the judicial building uptown that someone allocated to build an extension to the judicial building or something like that. And I was wondering where that stood now. And some of these street lights do not recognize a bicycle or a motorcycle. You have to wait till a car pulls it before you can even go forward, or there goes another red light deal. And I was wondering if it could be passed on about the red lights, especially the one off of Lansden Drive and the subdivision off of South Church Street. I have sat through 15 red lights on a bike that will not recognize a bicycle. And I've also had to get over and let a car pull up before I could go through the red light, which would turn green for the car, but it would not turn green for the bicycle. And I wonder if he could pass that on to the city street department or whoever is concerned about that. If you have to wait for a car to leave through the green light, then that gives about 15 other shots at you to get hit on a bicycle. To me, that is not some kind of good signage. But I will hang up and listen for the response. And thank you very much. And thank you, Mr. Washington, for getting a message to the people that may be concerned. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir. It's really funny that he mentioned that. The traffic director and I just had a conversation yesterday. He was playing phone tag about not that issue in particular, but part of that issue, about how we need to start concentrating on being a little more bicycle and walker and wheelchair friendly at certain intersections. And he hadn't gotten back. He has a plan. I just hadn't heard it. But we've been discussing about how, with all the wheelchairs and bicycles and walkers and all this kind of stuff that going across these busy intersections and whatever, we need to be a little more friendly to the pedestrian. And so we've got that on our radar screen. I'm going to pass this issue along with to Dana Richardson. That's who it is. And we were in conversations of how we need to do that. And that was one of the concerns I had about the Walmart also, that any of those type of infrastructure costs, I would love to see them bear that, and not the state, and not it won't be us. It'll be the state, but our money goes to the state too. So if there's any kind of crossings or crosswalks or anything like that, I'd like to see them bore all that expense.
Let's go back to the phones. You're on WGNS. Good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Sound like some people are upset today.
Well, you're not calling with a complaint, are you?
No, not me.
You're calling to throw some rose petals.
Yeah. Hey, you guys ever drive at night?
Once in a while.
Okay. I have no idea. You know, I never was for the red light cameras, right?
Right.
Okay. Sir, well, do anybody know these things are flashing at night by themselves and nobody's running a light? Did you all know
the
that?
Strobes. He's talking about the strobe cameras.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Did you all know this?
I did. I've witnessed it myself. I thought I have. I witnessed it myself, and I passed it along to Chief Christman. Those things are always serviced and being calibrated, and I leave it up to them.
Okay. You know, I think, you know, everybody in America is talking about hard times, right?
Yes, sir.
You know, we were sitting around thinking about some people talking. You know, it's a lot of money going through the city and county of Murfreesboro with their fines on everything you do nowadays, especially with this courthouse you all got up there. You know, man, they fine people and need people to be on probation for 6 or 7 years. All this free money that's going into the city and the county. I don't understand why everybody's acting like times is so hard when you're getting all the free money. Do y'all know what I'm talking about?
Well, you know, when you say free money now, it's really not free money because some of the taxpayers are paying for the to service those people you're just talking about. There comes a cost with all systems and all services with employees and buildings and light bills and things. So there's a cost to serve. So it's not free money.
All righty. Thank you for your call, too. 893-1450 is our number. 893-1450. We're going to check on the weather, and we'll be back. We've got some more folks on the line. Hold on. You are coming up next.
In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meaning smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear.
Now more than ever, count on WGNS. Locally owned, locally operated, and responding to your local opinions. Issues that impact the heart of Tennessee.
Does your home have foundation problems? Bricks cracking, doors sticking, basement walls bowing, floors uneven, or water problems? Where do you turn? What name do you know and trust? Call United Structural Systems at 227-2275. For over 17 years, United Structural Systems has stabilized, restored, and guaranteed over 5,800 homes and businesses in Middle Tennessee. We know that you, like our customers, want a restored home, a lifetime guarantee, and the peace of mind that United Structural Systems, a locally owned company, will be here for you. Call United Structural Systems today at 227-2275 or visit them on the web at usstn.com. United Structural Systems, known best for being better.
We'll guarantee our best. Call USS.
Mainly sunny skies expected in our forecast for the rest of the day today with highs in the upper 40s, and we'll see clear conditions tonight with a low near 26 degrees. I'm WGNS meteorologist Sam Deneisty. Right now, it's 30 degrees.
Now's the time to spruce up your home before friends start arriving for the holidays. The place to start is Bell Furniture. My buddy, Perry Bell, over there sells first-quality name-brand furniture about half price every day. Beautiful Serta sectional sofas. Cherry dinette sets with four chairs. Half price every day with Perry Bell at Bell Furniture. 1517 the New Nashville Highway, halfway between Murfreesboro and Smyrna.
We're WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, and AM 1450. Worldwide at WGNSradio.com.
Candles gleaming inside, painted candy canes on the tree. Santa's on his way, he's filled his sleigh with things, things for you and for me.
Welcome back.
It's that time.
893-1450 if you have a question this morning. Our Vice Mayor Ron Washington is with us, along with the Service Excellence Coordinator for the City of Murfreesboro, Shannon Logan. And she's telling us about a new Citizens Academy. And it'll help you learn how to, you know, perhaps run for office one day. 893-1450. I want to say good morning to Mike Williamson. All of you realize this past Sunday was the Christmas parade here in town. And fine folks like Mike helped out so much over at Mikey's Motors. He was sort of a behind-the-scenes guy, but those are the ones that we want to thank also. A lot of them are out front, and you see them. But Mikey's Motors let us use some of their golf carts. Mm-hmm. This parade, you know, Ron, that thing gets sort of spread out after a while from Rutherford Boulevard, where it's beginning to set up, all the way down to Tennessee Boulevard, Middle Tennessee Boulevard. And it's sort of rough to jog from one end to the other. And so Mikey's Motors let us use some of their golf carts, and we are very appreciative of Mike Williamson for that. Just a nice citizen in the community.
Well, you know, some of our Noon Exchange Club members worked at
this. They did a great job.
It's a logistical nightmare, that parade, and we really appreciate all the volunteers that make that happen, including your wonderful wife, Bart.
She enjoys it.
Okay.
And daughter-in-law, too.
Okay.
Who's taking a lot of that on herself, too.
Yeah, that's
Angie.
Right. That's right.
893-1450. Before we take another call, there was another part of the question that Casey had dealing with the county judicial building.
Right. The county, through eminent domain, acquired some property along, I guess it's Maple Street, for a judicial building, and that's a county project, and they're just like us. They have to prioritize their monies and dollars, and you have so many capital needs, you know, existing, like the jail, the sheriff. I see Robert Arnold. He's really trying to upgrade the jail and the facilities out there. It takes capital funds and no telling what else that I don't know of. Mayor Ernest Burgess, who does a wonderful job as our county mayor, they have to juggle with schools and all those kind of projects. And I guess someday, somehow, it'll happen, but I don't see it in the foreseeable future.
Let's go back to the phones. Good morning. You're on WGNS.
Good morning. Good morning, Bart.
Well, good morning.
I'd like to ask Ron, how many lights in town have they got the cameras up that's not visible to people? And I know they got them.
Now, I didn't understand.
How many of those red light cameras do you have?
It's about six or seven intersections. I don't know right off the top of my head. I know them when I get to them because the signage is there. I don't want to go over all of them, but you can contact the police department there. And you know there's an officer that specifically investigates all of those particular those light citations, and he makes a determination. And some of them he turns down, he turns away. So, but I'll just contact the traffic department, the police department, and get that information.
Okay, but yeah, I think you're probably right, six or so.
It's about that many.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh.
Okay. Well, you still on there?
Yes, you are.
I found out the hard way down here at Church and Broad.
Mm-hmm.
They don't cameras visible nowhere there. Not even a camera nowhere in sight. And I think that's wrong. People ought to know where they're at.
No, they're there.
Let me say this. Okay. I still don't think you should run a red light.
Right.
But I don't know why they got them visible in some places, and in some places they're not.
Okay, that one is visible, because I see that one every day, because we're right a block away from it.
Is there?
Maybe you're not used to looking at it or something.
It's not. They're nothing up at Broad and Church. They nothing there nowhere.
Oh, okay. All righty. I've seen it, but, you know, maybe... maybe not. Okay, thank you for calling. You have a super day. Bye-bye. 893-1450. Whoa, I'm sitting here getting ready to take another call, and we're out of time.
Yes,
where
sir.
Did that go?
It goes.
We've had too much fun this morning.
It's always fun, Bart.
Special thank you to our Vice Mayor Ron Washington, as well as Service Excellence Coordinator Shannon Logan, for joining us this morning. Thank you both for being a part of the program this morning. Stay with us. Much more to come right here on WGNS Murfreesboro. Have a super rest of the day. We'll see you tomorrow.